I want to start by asking, as a white teenager, why did you get involved in the sit-ins and freedom rides in the first place?
Well, I'm a Southerner, and I could see that the things were not fair and as they the best they could be in the South, and I felt I should do my part to make the South the best that it could be for everybody. We learned our Bible verses about do unto others as you would have them do unto you and love thy neighbor as thyself, but we didn't practice what we preached. I think that's the main thing.
Where were you when the original Selma March happened, and how did you feel about that?
When the Selma March happened, I had already graduated from college and was back in Washington, D.C., holding down one of those so-called good government jobs. And when you saw the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and up till then it was just more SNCC work and more, you know, one more place, but when you saw what happened on the bridge, it was like, this is it. And a lot of folks from Washington, D.C. went down on a train. We had several cars, you know, that we bought tickets special for that, to go down on for that. And we went into Montgomery for the last day. We bused out to where folks were camped for the last day's march, and then we marched in with them. To me, King's How Long, Not Long speech, you know, just beat to pieces that I Have a Dream speech of his. That, to me, was the best I'd heard him.
Did you watch the events on the bridge from a home somewhere? Did you see it on TV, or how did you see it?
It was on TV, and I don't really remember exactly watching it, but seeing the police charge and the heads beaten, and I knew John Lewis, the idea from Gandhi that if some fall and can't continue, others step up and take their place. That went, which is what we did with the Freedom Rides, you know, just replace those who couldn't continue. So that was the SNCC way.
Do you think of it as the turning point of the civil rights movement?
Well, there were lots of turning points, but the fact that it brought the president, who was a Southerner, and put into power because he was a Southern Democrat, that's what made him president. And when LBJ leaned into the TV cameras and said, "And we shall overcome," and then he repeated it, knowing that that was the death knell of the party that had propelled him to presidency. That, to me, was a major turning point. You know, hear a Southern president take up our cry. The SNCC folks had recognized before then, long before then, that if you're going to really change things, you have to be able to elect the people that make the laws and enforce them. So voting was recognized as crucial.